So I stopped into IGA this week and I found Lipton Black Tea Bags 50-pack for only $4.25. At IGA, I couldn't believe it. Until I saw Indomie Mee Goreng Noodles 10-pack for just $7. The 10-pack? Surely some kind of mistake. But no, there's also Handy Ultra double-length paper towels 2-pack for just $5.25. Can't believable prices. Now at your local IGA. Products are low prices every day. Prices valid until April 28.
You're listening to SBS News.
In Lebanon, UN Chief Antonio Guterres is calling it a solidarity visit.
And I'm here as a friend of the Lebanese people in full solidarity with the Lebanese people. I know that the Lebanese are suffering enormously.
Meeting displaced families in a Beirut shelter.
Do you want to go back to the school?
Yeah.
Let's hope it happens quickly, okay?
Yeah.
He says the impact of the ongoing war on civilians is clear to see.
South risks being turned into a wasteland. Southern Beirut, which is under sweeping evacuation orders by Israel, risks being bombed to oblivion. The Bekaa and Baalbek and other areas are scenes of destruction and panic. It is tragic to see all this happening in a country that has contributed so much to world civilization.
5 days after Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah fired rockets at Israel over the assassination of Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, 500,000 people living in Lebanon became internally displaced. Now, more than 2 weeks on, the number of people displaced is 15% of Lebanon's population, 850,000 people, including 200,000 children. That group includes people who have been displaced in the past, with Lebanon hosting the highest number of refugees per capita worldwide. 1.5 million Syrian refugees and more than 13,000 refugees of other nationalities. Mr. Guterres says what's unfolding now is a humanitarian crisis of epic proportions.
When I was High Commissioner for Refugees, I saw the generosity of the Lebanese receiving so many Syrians, so many Palestinians. And today, it really breaks my heart to see the Lebanese people suffering so much. 800,000 displaced, 1,500 dead, in an absolutely dramatic situation. And my message is very clear. We must stop this war.
The Lebanese Health Ministry says the death toll over the past fortnight of fighting has now reached 850. The World Health Organization says health workers are also among the casualties, with 12 doctors, paramedics and nurses killed in a strike on Friday. Lebanon's Health Minister, Rekan Nasreddin, says he rejects Israel's explanation for the targeting of healthcare teams.
The Israeli occupation had unfortunately been claiming that ambulances were being used for non-health and non-medical purposes. We affirm and assert that this is unjustified. These vehicles are transporting the wounded and the sick, and these nurses, doctors, and paramedics are going in those vehicles with their own lives at risk. All international laws and the Geneva Conventions protect these vehicles, yet they are being targeted.
Lebanon has already endured more than a year of war, as fighting continues in violation of a fragile ceasefire agreed upon in November 2024, which was designed to bring an end to hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah. French President Emmanuel Macron has offered to host ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Lebanon in Paris. Israeli media is reporting that Israel is forming a delegation for talks, although no date has been set. Lebanon's President Joseph Onn has been seeking a full ceasefire to allow negotiations to take place. Israel has already deployed ground forces in Lebanon, and there are signs that could be ramped up. U.S. news site Axios is citing U.S. and Israeli officials, saying plans are in motion for a potential major ground invasion of Lebanon, with the aim to seize the entire area south of the Litani River. Israeli Army spokesperson Brigadier General Effi Defron says Israel is determined to eliminate Hezbollah.
The entire RDF is prepared and determined to complete the mission and remove the threats facing the state of Israel. We will continue to strike in Iran and against Hezbollah until we remove the threats and achieve the objectives of the operation.
June 12th, the world will unite. 48 nations, 104 matches across three countries. The FIFA World Cup 2026 kicks off June 12th on SBS.
Over the past 50 years, Israel has staged multiple ground invasions of Lebanon. In 1978, 1982, and 2006. On the International Crisis Group's Hold Your Fire podcast, the non-profit's Lebanon expert, David Wood, says the tactics Israel uses against Hezbollah could involve a buffer zone or a ramp up of Israeli ground troops.
So one could be a rerun of what happened in November 2024, which is that Israel uses its military superiority to impose new ceasefire terms on Lebanon, which obviously would be more onerous than the ones that came before. Another could be this idea that's been floated of creating some kind of permanent security zone in southern Lebanon. There would be a buffer zone, which now de facto exists because of these displacement orders, where people simply cannot return. It's not clear how long that buffer zone would exist, and it's also not clear how deep it would go into Lebanese territory. And the third option that I was going to mention to you is the most maximalist, and that is to take out Hezbollah, almost root and branch, if you want to call it that. And it won't be able to do that from the air, and it will need ground troops who are dealing with military assets that exist there.
Those who have been displaced in Lebanon have found refuge where they can, including in crowded collective shelters, with limited access to safe water, sanitation, and hygiene. Access to health services is limited, with 49 primary healthcare centres and 5 hospitals shut due to the evacuation orders issued by Israel's military. Abu is now living in a tent on the side of the road in Beirut's Ramlat al-Baida seafront.
Last night, we were just sitting in God's protection. We heard the first boom and the second boom amid the tents. Who's in these tents? There are children, elderly people, and women in them. Israel. What justification will it create for last night's strike?
Elsewhere in Beirut, a school has been turned into a shelter to house and feed those displaced. Volunteer Nadir Sabra says the amount of need is great.
We have approximately 4 buildings. These 4 buildings initially host around 2,500 displaced people, and the number of displaced people is increasing every day.
Cook Gadir Chami says citizens have had to step up, as the assistance from foreign groups and NGOs has not been mobilized fast enough.
We started in Ramadan. We were making daily meals of around 2,000 to 3,000 meals, which were only for people who were fasting. Those who used to take meals from several areas distributed them to people who needed to eat in these difficult circumstances. A few days later, the war started, and we started making around 6,000 to 7,000 meals every day. We volunteered. It is volunteer work, certainly because we feel for our displaced people.
Aid groups say global crises have restricted their response in Lebanon, which before the latest escalation was already grappling with the impacts of the 2019 economic collapse, the 2020 Beirut port explosion, and the 2024 war between Hezbollah and Israel. Mr. Guterres urged the international community to move quickly, to step up support for Lebanon.
For years, Lebanon has opened the doors to those fleeing conflict. The people of Lebanon have shown the world the true meaning of hospitality, solidarity, and resilience. Now the world must show the people of Lebanon our strongest support in this hour of great danger and profound need.
He says the UN has launched an emergency appeal to raise $439 million Australian dollars to provide life-saving aid over the next 3 months, covering food, clean water, healthcare, and education. But Mr. Guterres says ultimately what is needed is a permanent ceasefire to end the fighting long term.
My strong appeal to both parties, to Hezbollah and to Israel, is for a ceasefire to stop the war and pave the way to find a solution that would allow Lebanon to become a country independent, with sovereignty and territorial integrity respected. This is no longer the time of armed groups. This is the time of strong states.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.